For our prayer, I'll ask you to bow and pray silently along the lines that will be announced. May we pray? May we pray first, earnestly, a prayer of thanksgiving for God's grace and mercy and peace and joy. May we pray now for at least two of our fellow students, and in our prayer, call them by name. May we pray for at least two of our professors, and let's call them in our prayer by name. May we pray for the president of our seminary and for the members of administrative staff. Father, in thy knowledge of all of our needs, expressed and unknown, we send to thee these prayers. In Jesus' name, amen. Verses from the Old Testament from Ecclesiastes, the second chapter, verses 24 through 26, Isaiah's 35th chapter, verse 10, and from 2 John, verse 12, and 3 John, verse 4. This is our scripture. There is nothing better for a man than he should eat and drink and find enjoyment in his toil. This also, I saw, is from the hand of God. For apart from him, who can eat or who can have enjoyment? For to the man who pleases him, God gives wisdom and knowledge and joy. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing, with everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Though I have much to write to you, I would rather not use paper and ink, but I hope to see you, to come to you, to see you and talk face to face, so that our joy may be complete. No greater joy can I have than this, to hear that my children follow the truth. A friend who finished his work for a degree here last May now serves a church in Virginia. And while visiting with his family during the Christmas holidays, the question seemed natural. Tom, how is it being out of school? And Tom's answer was unexpected and very serious. Dale, I never thought that I could miss that place and those people so much. If I had only known then the joy of being a part of the seminary family. Well, to those of us who yet have the time, let's remind each other and be reminded now of the joy of this place, the joy of study that removes the rust of some half-truth carelessly remembered and sharpens our mind to experience the genuine thrill of discovery. the joy of fellowship that forces open a timid heart to receive a brother and become a friend. The joy of worship that frees the soul to be bathed in the mercy and forgiveness of Jesus Christ. Study, fellowship, and worship, mind, heart, and soul, that the whole man might be prepared through and through for better service. And to those we could add our own joys, the joy of freedom that is born of love, freedom to experiment with forms of worship, freedom to experience emotion and be unashamed, freedom to try something new and not be threatened, freedom to understand and to be understood. Altogether, and much more, make up our days of joy here. What are the things you remember? The things in your life that you remember with joy. Is your one sentence definition of life one that springs from joy or from quiet desperation? Listen to these brief one sentence definitions of life chosen from literature spanning 1700 years. Our lives are songs. God writes the words, and we set them to music at pleasure. And the song grows glad or sweet or sad as we choose to fashion the measure. Life, for most of us, is a continuous process of getting used to things we hadn't expected. Life is a fragment, a moment between two eternities, influenced by all that has preceded and to influence all that follows. And the only way to illumine it is by extending our view. Life's a tough proposition, and the first 100 years are the hardest. Life is a predicament which precedes death. The life of every man is a diary in which he means to write one story and writes another. And his humblest hour is when he compares the volume as it is with what he vowed to make. While in a word, life is like gnats above a stagnant pool on a summer evening, man dancing up and down without the faintest notion why. Life is a strange interlude. Life consists in what a man is thinking of all day. Life is one long process of getting tired. Life is an experience like playing a violin solo in public and learning the instrument as one goes along. Life is a foreign language. All men mispronounce it. Life is like a blanket too short. You pull it up and your toes rebel. And you yank it down and shivers meander about your shoulders. But cheerful folks manage to draw up their knees and pass a very comfortable night. Pythagoras used to say that life resembles the Olympic Games. A few men strain their muscles to carry off a prize. Others bring trinkets to sell to the crowd for a profit. And some there are, and not the worst, who seek no further advantage than to look at the show and see how and why everything is done. They are spectators of other men's lives in order better to judge and manage their own. Life is a tragedy for those who feel and a comedy for those who think. Life is the interval between the time your teeth are almost through and the time you're almost through with your teeth. Life is a sweet and joyful thing for one who has someone to love and a pure conscience. And there are others. We add this one. Life is the unexpected pleasure that we remember with joy. Like the day in chapel, when we enjoyed singing unexpected songs. Father, in precious moments of joy, thou art most real to us. Make these our best days, and may the joy of Jesus the Christ be and abide with us all. Amen.